did a Tshuva to Rav, a question to Rav Asher Weiss on Kriyas HaTorah and Birkas Kohanim on porches. He says, I've been asked whether those who are davening on porches can join together for Kriyas HaTorah and Birkas Kohanim. Since one rabbi noted that since the view on which we rely on to make minyanim in this way is based on the tshuva of the Rashba, that is subject to dispute, perhaps it's better not to recite brachas on these mitzvahs. So he's referring to the, strictly speaking, if you look at the Gemaras and Psachim, that really, if you're not in the same, everyone has to be in the same room in order to have a seer of Lasara. And that's the way Rav Schechter paskins. He would say you can't have any minyan on a porch minyan. You have to be in the same room. It's all based on a Rashba by Zeman that a Rowan Zeh depends if gets into if the Shliach Sibur could see everyone, some different shitas. But that it's based on a Rashba. The question is, do you want to, if you don't, do you want to rely on the Rashba at all? So Rav Schechter says not to rely on the Rashba at all because he goes into a Bir Halacha in the difference in Chayuk Aleph, Chayuk Beis, and he thinks it's a difficult Rashba, the bottom line is, and you shouldn't rely on it. However, Rav Asher Weiss feels differently. He says, in truth, I see no practical difference between the brachas on these mitzvahs and the brachas of Chazaras Hashatz. If there is no minyan, then the brachas are a bracha of Atal. In respect to these brachas as well, we say Safek brachas gokua. It does not make sense to say that one must have kavana for it to be a tfilas nedava. We will not discuss it. We will discuss it here. In other words, he was asked if you. So he's assuming, his question was, should you do Chazaras Hashatz? Should you do Birkas Kohanim? And should you do Kriyas, and maybe you could machalik between the two. So he's saying, by Chazaras Hashatz, he's saying, we're relying on the Rashba that it's a tzir of a minyan, so therefore, he says, since the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelem and most major poskim ruled with the Rashba, one should rely on them, especially when we cannot gather together, as I have written. And then he says, the same applies to Birkas Kohanim and Kriyas HaTorah. So, number one, that whole Rashba, so I said, Rav Schechter disagrees with the Rashba. Even if you can agree with the Rashba, so there's the opinion of Rav Sternbuch, I think Rav Shlomo Miller, Rabbi Felder from Wakewood, they say, like, you could argue the opposite. The Rashba is a Chiddush. If you want to rely on a minyan, okay, but then why do you have to get into Safek Brachas with Atola? Rav Asher Weiss seems to say that you're passing like the Rashba and that's it. Others say, no, it's not clear. The Rashba is a big Chiddush, so to have a minyan, so we'll rely on him for Sif HaSar, but if we could avoid brachal of Atolas, why not? So they argue there's a concept of tfilas nedava, that generally we don't do it as much, but halavai, the person could daven all the time, it's always appropriate to daven. So generally we only do it in the case of Safek with Atola. In other words, we only do it in a case where it's a sveikat d'dina. I think you have a shayla of tashchumin, then you daven mincha, and you left out yal of a yava the last day of Rosh Chodesh, so you should daven a second Shemone Esrei. So we have this concept. Since we don't have kavana, we try to avoid tefilas nedava. But that Rosh Sternberg, Rosh Felder, Rosh Shlomo Miller say, like, what do you mean? Why not have kavana? It's a tefilas. So we're talking about the Chazar, when the Chazan does the Chazar at Sasha, so Rav Asher Weiss says that he's not explaining here, but he says there's no need to. They say there is a need to. Why didn't you have Kavana, it's a Tfilas Nadava, and therefore you avoid this, because they don't, they're more mesupik about the Rashba than Rav Asher Weiss is. And then also he says regarding Birkas Kohanim, Rav Asher Weiss, we're back to, he says, We know the Gemara says in Sota Lamechasam and Aleph that the Kohanim must stand facing the congregation, and that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. So I, you'll say, but in the porch, you can't, the way it's set up. I'd say everyone's on the same side, because Rashi Weiss says you can't combine across the street. Rav Sternberg says you can. However, it seems that when, so therefore, how do we avoid that? He says we could be lenient on this matter, and the Kohanim on one porch should turn to face the other porches where some of the other Mispalim are standing. Number one. And plus we know the luck is if you have a whole congregation of Kohanim, if everyone's up there, so we still recite Birkos Kohanim for the people in the field. So therefore he says, so he's okay with doing Birkos Kohanim. So again, so others, I think it's Rav Sternbuch and others, but others say no Birkos Kohanim. First of all, we're talking about only Eretz Israel. At least, you know, unless you're in Cholish Regalim. So what's in the Kudus? So Rav Ushuai says, well, if we're accepting the Rashba, as the right. So you're right, if the Rashba is normative halacha, so then there are no shaylas, do everything. But obviously others assuming it's not so simple, the Rashba is normative halacha, and therefore if I could avoid the issue, so Chazaras HaShatz, I should do Tfilas Nedava. What about Birkas Kohanim? Well, I'm going to do Birkas Kohanim without a bracha, so Birkas Kohanim is not an issue because, number one, I think some bring down, assuming you have more than 10, the Kohanim should leave right before the Birkas Kohanim, so therefore they're not getting called up. But really the halacha is, why don't we do Birkas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz every day? Because the bottom line is, it's a whole separate shiur, but as long as you don't call up Kohanim, there's no chiyuv to do Birkas Kohanim. So therefore, why get involved with the Shaila of Bracha of Atola? They say don't do Birkas Kohanim. So again, so Rav Asher Weiss thinks that if we pass them like the Rashba, so then you do everything. However, so Rav Sternbuch would say you do, and others, Rav Felder, Rav Shlomo Miller, you would do a Tfilas Nedava to avoid Chazaras HaShatz, or as some suggest, to avoid, or a different suggestion is just do a Chatzi Kedusha. If you do a Chatzi Kedusha, so therefore you don't have any brachas, that would seem to solve, that would be another compromise as well. Because then you're not making any bracha levatolas, and it's a good idea anyway, because if you want to have the minyanim shorter because of corona, so that's what some suggest as a compromise. And there's no, it's more of an Israel question, but that's why so we say no birkas kohanim, because you're not really chayev, but Rav Asher Weiss thinks you should do it. And by Kriyas HaTorah, he says, requires further study. Since the Gemara Megillah talks about that even though we know the original institution was Brach in the beginning, the Chazal said each of the seven Olim that we changed it because people came early and late, that when there was a bracha before or after, so therefore we instituted. So we instituted brachas. So, you know, so the Tosefta, which says if there's no one else, that's a discussion, or if it was talking about before the bracha. So, Kriyas HaTorah, some people, if you don't have a Torah, you don't do. But even with it, some people say, why get involved with all the brachas by Kriyas HaTorah as well? By Birkas Kohanim, you could get out of it by not calling up the Kohanim. By Chazaras HaShatz, you know, you could do it either, you could do a Chatzi Kedush or other things. So Rav Asher Weiss's conclusion is, yes, Chazaras HaShatz, Yes, Birkas Kohanim, and at least in this tshuva, he wrote here about it needs further study. But in the further study, he seemed to say that you do. He went with the Baal, calling up the Baal Koreh and doing, making, even making the bracha seven times. So that's what he would go with. Others say no chazaras, either no chazaras hashatz do a chatzin kedusha, or have a mind for a tefillas nedava. And others say no birkas kohanim. Some say you don't do kaddish and kedusha either. And others would say, since it's not a bracha about tola, so perhaps you could do kaddish and kedusha, baruch hu z'shailah. So different minyanim and different practices. It comes down to how much you want to rely on the Rashba. So if you want to rely, if you assume the Rashba is normative psak, you do everything. It's a regular minyan. But if you realize Rashba is a very difficult Rashba, so then how far do you want to take it? If you could avoid Safik Bracha of Atola, so you might as well. So then you get into Chazaras Hashatz, whether you don't do it or you do a Chatzi Kedusha. And you get into the issue of Kriyas HaTorah and Birkas Kohanim, so then you have a whole gamut from doing everything to not doing Birkas Kohanim, not doing Chazaras HaShatz, not doing Kriyas HaTorah. And then the shaila is, would you do Baruch Hu, and would you do a Kaddish, and things that are in Safik Bracha Lovatola, even though, but they're only instituted when you have a minyan, so how far do you want to go on these? And that's a debate among all the poskim.